Yes?
Bob McKinney on 9-1.
Yes? How you doing, Lyndon Johnson?
Oh, hello, Mr. President.
Glad to hear you.
Well, it's wonderful to hear your voice, sir.
You working hard?
I certainly am. We're trying to get out a country newspaper out here in New Mexico.
Clint told me the other day you might be interested in this atomic energy thing. Now, I've talked to the Seaborg, and I'm willing to appoint you if you'll take it.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm deeply grateful for it. But I don't think I could break loose from what brought me back from Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
My business manager is dying of cancer, and I've had to reshuffle the whole operation.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't certainly got a long investment in many years of being interested in the atomic field. And when this clears up, perhaps if there should be another opportunity, I'd love to serve.
Well.
George called and talked to me about it, too, George Brown.
Well, I asked him if he thought you would, and he said he didn't know, and Clint told me he would, so I went to Seaborg because I didn't want to call you if there's going to be any conflict between you.
Yes, sir.
And I told him I wanted to do it, and he said he'd like to read your stuff and your reports and things of that kind, and he came back to me a couple of days ago and told me that he'd be very happy to recommend you, so I'd like to appoint you if you could do it at all.
I'm deeply grateful, Mr. President, and nothing will make me happier than some opportunity of serving you in the next 8 or 9 years, and I make me terribly happy. At the moment, I'm working for Doug Dillon on this balance of payments.
Yes, I know that.
That President Kennedy appointed.
Yeah.
We'll be out of the woods there, I guess, in 2 or 3 months. And
you got all the answers?
I think I've got some answers that will interest you.
Good.
And it interested Dillon. I spent some time with him Saturday on it, and we've got a tremendous support from the private sector. Keith Funston's working with us on it, and Watson of IBM, and a lot of the key people in business and finance.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope to be able to come in and see you in about 3 weeks with our report.
Okay, that'll be good, and I'll see you then, and in the meantime, I'll have to look some other place for this one, huh?
I'm afraid so, Mr. President.
Well, I remember all you did for me, Bob, and I sure wanted you to have it if you wanted it.
Well, thank you, and I do hope that that opportunity will come when I do get a chance to work for you real hard.
Well, you're mighty wonderful. You got that between now and November, so go on, go to work. How you think we're doing?
Well, I think you're doing very well out here.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're just doing terrifically. I'm just thrilled.
Well, I got my budget going up tomorrow, and I got it tight and good shape, and we got a lot of problems with Panama and
yes,
Zanzibar and some of these other things, but I think it'll all come out in Washington.
If I may say so, Mr. President, I think Lachlan Curry would be a good man for the commission.
Do you like him?
I know him, and
What's his background?
Oh, he was with Union Carbide for a long time.
Yeah.
And he knows the atomic field, and he retired on account of age, I guess, or the program slackening up. At some point, when you have all your other problems cleared away, I'd like to visit with you about the atomic program. This last report I got up for the Joint Committee on Atomic Energy was the only one which Clint and I worked on together, was the only one which had the true number of the fact that these atomic reactors weren't coming through and generating the power at the cost that everybody was predicting.
Yeah.
And the cost of conventional fuels is something that nobody takes into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm grateful that you would think of me, sir.
Where's Laughlin Curry live?
He's down in Carolina. I mean, I think he's in North and South Carolina at the moment working on some civic industrial promotion program.
How old is he?
Oh, he's in his 60s.
Mm-hmm.
He's in his middle 60s.
Mm-hmm.
But that type of job, Mr. President, of the membership of the Atomic Energy Commission isn't the type of job that a vigorous young man really wants.
Mm-hmm.
It's a judicial type operation. It's a lot of wheel spinning, and it takes balance and so forth that the older man have, but the tides of battle have swept beyond that a great deal.
Mm-hmm. You haven't got any good young men that you want to recommend, have you?
Well, I think you've got one good young man on there in the form of Jim Ramey.
Yeah.
But may I think about that and send the message back by Clinton in the next few days?
Yeah, just send it direct to me.
All right.
Okay.
I thank you for calling, Mr. President. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, Bob.
I'm very grateful.